From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The agricultural weather forecast for farms in our region looks pretty favorable for the first week of April. That's according to meteorologist Brad Rippey with the USDA, who says,
this covers the last day of March and the first 6 days of April. Now, part of this forecast should sound familiar, but part of it actually brings some welcome news. One thing that will remain the same is the majority of the country expecting above normal temperatures. The only place that will likely be cooler than normal as we head into early April will be northern New England, and we are expecting high likelihood of above normal temperatures across the vast portion of the country, especially the central United States. The change is that we're expecting a gradually wetter weather pattern to evolve. That is going to be much needed given these elevated temperatures and the degree of drought across the country. So we are expecting near or above normal precipitation virtually nationwide from March 31st through to April 6th.
Brad Rippey, a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and indeed, that forecast sounds very encouraging. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Marvin Johnson in Greenville, Tennessee. Marvin says the secret of patience is doing something else in the meantime. Thank you, Marvin, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.